And we are joined in studio this morning by 2SCR's wonderful archivist. Her name is Dr. Liz Giuffre. Liz, good morning.
Hi, Jess.
Now, Liz is here for 2SCR's deep dive in the archive. She's been going through the 46 boxes of nonsense and wonder that has been collected over the last 40 years here at 2SCR. What have you got for us this morning?
So many stuff. Well, I'm going through media clippings today.
Okay.
Newspaper clippings, mm-hmm. back in the time when newspapers were a thing. And what's beautiful, I found this literally yellowed piece of paper.
I love yellowed pieces of paper.
Yeah. From the Sydney Morning Herald, The Guide. So remember when it used to have a TV? I think they do still print a TV and radio guide.
I wouldn't know.
For people that, you know, need to have a thing to hold in their hands. From June 21, 1993, and it's when they would have a radio column and a TV column. This just, I had to include because it was so lovingly and unnecessarily snarky. I think it's just so beautiful. It begins like this. One of the joys of listening to community radio is to hear just how bad it is.
Oh.
The horrible pauses, the shuffling round, looking for the lost piece of paper, and the technical glitches all combine to make a fascinating, edgy drama of embarrassment.
It's a bit of a dagger to the heart, isn't it?
I know.
It's not untrue, but...
No. And, I mean, that's true. But also, what I think is interesting is if the Sydney Morning Herald really hates it that much, like why
write about it?
Yeah, and this is a whole page, like,
oh my god,
you know, back this is like some serious real estate back in the day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so you know, we may have been in 1993 a bit bumbly, a bit shuffly, you know, and full of horrible pauses, but we were still horrible enough to capture the imagination of the Sydney Morning Herald.
And Mr. Sydney Morning Herald writer obviously listened to the station for long enough to have got a really good sense of what he thought he could snark about.
Yes. Having said that, though, and we should be fair that this is a redemption story. So, and the journalist here is Richard Ackland, who went on to get an Order of Australia and do lots of important things. So, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He says, so it comes as a considerable disappointment to discover that Sydney's and Australia's biggest community radio station, 2SER, has improved its performance considerably.
Oh my god.
So he's really upset that we're not as like bumbly as we used to
we're
be.
We're not as amateur as he would want
he
us to be.
He likes our old stuff better than our new stuff. Come on.
It was Richard,
calm
wasn't
it? Down. Yeah.
Dickie,
anyway.
Mate, what's the go?
I know. I'm sure he likes being called that. The station is sounding smarter than at any time in its almost 14 years of broadcasting. In fact, the whole enterprise is really something of a miracle. Now, I mean, again,
talk about a backhanded compliment.
For sure, right? It gives, it takes away. You're not as bad as you used to be, and I'm a bit upset about that.
I
don't know.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah.
Good grief. Thank goodness this wasn't in the time of social media.
I know, right? I know. But, you know, it's interesting too. He goes on to say, the station broadcasts a dizzying array of programs round the clock, 7 days a week, with a paid staff of 14,
mm-hmm.
including half a dozen part-time producers, and an annual budget of less than $750,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that could almost be the size of the budget for just one of the more unusual ABC programs that I could mention. I do love this now because now it's a snark at like two community-funded outlets.
That's good.
Or, well, you know,
go big or go home.
Yeah, publicly funded outlets, I should say.
Yeah.
But there's some interesting stuff that he talks about. Oh, one in particular that maybe we should have a whole deep dive dedicated to is the HSC Any Questions session.
Now, this was an interesting segment, an interesting program.
Yeah, and went for years. So, and again, I found some references to this in our media archives, like in the paper, in the clippings.
Yeah.
It was literally HSC time. Kids were at home studying. You could ring in and ask stuff about what you're studying.
I love that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the idea was that it was meant to build a sense of community radio station, here we are, but I assume also be informative. I have no idea the details of how reliable the information that was being provided actually was.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I've seen references to, you know, 9:30 is English, 10:30 is maths. So, I mean, clearly
they had someone in to answer questions.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee your average radio host, I'm just taking myself as an example, failed most of her HSC subjects.
Well, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows? But I mean, who knows? Maybe people were ringing in to show what they knew. Who knows?
Wouldn't that be clever?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, just be a little smarty.
Yeah. So I don't know. Rather than being a snarky Richard Ackland, instead, if you were somebody who got their HSC with thanks to 2SER or did not, I mean, we're happy to hear from you as well. Maybe there won't be quite as many fascinating technical glitches and ums and ahs and horrible pauses. I don't know. But yeah,
wow.
Yeah, but I really like this piece just because it's this little snapshot in time where, you know, the major broadsheet of the time is loving us but also not loving us for not being quite as crap as he wanted us to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't
it's
really,
a beautiful, confusing moment, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess the thing that I find interesting about it is, it shows the place of community media. Is there a sense that we can't be too professional? You know, if we're too professional, then, you know, we haven't done our job.
Too polished, too
for sure.
In the mainstream media scape.
Yeah, there's a bit of an authenticity argument around it too.
What an interesting argument as well. I love that this is from 14 years into broadcast as well and now we're at the 40 years.
That's right.
And I think that that's just a really beautiful thing to remember. This is also a little bit before my vintage. Yep. So I love the fact that this is a time and an era that I just never got to experience.
Oh, no, I was listening then. What's interesting, I think, though, too, is, I mean, maybe we could see if Richard's around. He wants to have a listen and review us still.
Oh, please, Richard.
You know, we need a few ums and ahs, you know.
Papers. I don't even have any. We don't have papers in the studio anymore.
Well, there you go. Already he's going to be upset.
He can hear mice clicking. We'll just do some.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, he does long for the glory days. He does go back towards the end and say, years ago, I remember 2SER had a much more raw edge. There was always the element of the unexpected, the rude, the defamatory, which made for great listening. So that's what he wants, really. He wants a bit of biff.
He wants a bit of biff.
And that's a challenge to us.
Do you know what?
You know?
I'm good with the raw and the scruffy. Let's stick away from the defamatory, though. I don't think the lawyers would be too happy to hear that.
True. Very, very true.
Well, Liz, that's all we've got time for this morning, but thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks.